Hi, I'm Mike Dilk and you're listening to the Relax Back UK show, the show that explores all kinds of health topics relevant to you, your family and your friends. Each week I talk to expert guests from a range of backgrounds to inform and entertain you. So please do join the Relax Back UK family and stay tuned.
Hi, and thank you for joining me on the Relax Back UK show. Now, do you find health and fitness apps useful?
The number one benefit that people see in health apps is it helps people stay motivated through reminders, tracking and progress tools.
I chat with Tom Popsis and Grace Gimpson of the Live Better platform about some of the positives and some of the negatives of these sorts of apps. Then the story of a supplement from businessman Babri Oren.
Initially, this product was developed for the Chernobyl victims to remove the radiation poisoning.
He tells me about the history and current claims for his Folium PX supplement. So please do join me for a great show. But before we start, let me remind you that you can come and join me for a pedal on your exercise bike. I'll be on my Watt bike on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays at 12:30 on my YouTube channel, which is Relax Back UK. So join me for a pedal. You can come along and pedal at any speed and we'll have a bit of a chat as well. Thank you. My first guests this week are Tom Popsis and Grace Gimpson from the Live Better platform. And my first question to them was, how many of us really do want to get fitter and actually do something about it rather than just saying, well, it might be kind of nice to get a bit healthier?
I think that's a really pertinent question for this time of year, Mike. I think that lots of people start the new year with aspirations and goals about wanting to get fit and to stay active, but that encompasses an awful lot of things. For some people, that might be to lose weight. For some people, that might be to gain muscle. But for some people, it might just be to feel better. You know, there might not be a specific tangible goal associated to that. We found in some research that Better have commissioned that actually mental health and improving somebody's mental health is a really important part of their health and wellbeing goals this year. And so we're really interested in that trend and you know, what we might be able to do to support people in that area particularly.
Okay. So out of the people that want to do something, how many actually do something? And then more importantly, is there any sort of data sloshing around on how long that lasts? Who, Grace, as a health tech entrepreneur, might be the one to take that.
Yeah, so I think it's a well-known statistic or just process that a lot of people try to do too much too quickly, sustain it for a period, and then end up giving up because they can't quite sustain the goals that they've set out for themselves. Over 90% of weight loss attempts end in people giving up. What we're trying to do is reframe how people think about building behaviors and habits. It needs to be much more small, much more consistent, and much more sustainable. So some of the features that are being launched within this new platform help people to check in with where they are, what are their goals, what are their current behaviors, and helps them to create a plan for really small things that they can achieve over the long term for physical and mental health.
Okay. I'm going to let you fight the corner for apps in general and this new platform, because I believe this platform you're talking about is an app. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Yeah, Live Better is.
But I've got to say, I'm a regular sort of person, and I am in the process of get thoroughly apped out. Miles Jupp, the comedian, coined this fantastic new word, app nauseam. It seems like to do anything now, it's to park my car, to go shopping, to get a prescription from the doctors, I need an app. Am I the only one going, enough with the apps? I had too much. Persuade me otherwise that what you're proposing is a good thing and not just another bloody app.
Well, I'll agree with you for a minute there, Mike, and I certainly feel your pain that there are an awful lot of apps out there. And yeah, whether you're ordering a coffee or you're doing your local food shop, everything is available to you on your app. There's benefits to that. You know, our research shows that people are using between 5 to 6 apps on a regular basis. And what we're, you know, very conscious of is that actually to combine, you know, a series of resources and tools for people in one place to avoid them having to go and download lots of different services is probably one of the best ways to make things accessible. accessible for them. But apps make things accessible. They make things easy for people to get access to without having to physically attend or leave the house on a cold day like today to go to your local leisure facility. They allow people to get access to health and wellbeing services from the comfort of their own home or wherever they may be. And maintaining those really sustainable habits, going to the gym, 3, 4, 5 times a week might be really difficult for some people. They've just got busy lives, busy responsibilities. So it's about making sure that they've got those tools and resources available to them from the comfort of their own phone, essentially.
I can actually chip in here and just sort of demonstrate how rather sort of two-faced I am, because I have next to me in my office, I've got a Watt bike and I use that. And with that, I have an app. And, I do quite like seeing my progress and been told, to do this particular program is 20 minutes today, 30 minutes the next day or what have you. And having it at home is really useful because, I would not travel to a gym to go for a little ride on my Watt bike. It just wouldn't happen. Do you find that is a, Grace, you're nodding your head. Do you find that is the kind of the major deal here? People are just fed up with gyms and they want something quicker and easier?
Yeah, for sure. And I very much agree because I've also got a Watt bike next door to me as well.
Watt bike love fest going on. Yeah.
So absolutely. Being able to do things in your own space, in your own time is essential. We find that people have very busy working schedules now, and it can be a massive blocker to be able to access physical facilities. We also saw in the research that we recently conducted, the number one benefit that people see in health apps is it helps people stay motivated through reminders, tracking and progress tools, so that there is a balance to be struck there. There's tracking and supporting people to feel motivated around that. And then there's trying not to get people to set the bar too high, trying not to get people to feel that they feel guilty if they don't succeed with something. So there's a balance, and we're trying to bring in the psychological side of it as well to make sure that people set reasonable goals.
That's interesting, the motivation thing, because people always talk about the motivation thing, but is there actually any statistics, any work being done to prove that is the case? Because in that instance, I might come down in the camp of, oh, God, my app is aggravating me. It's beeping me, telling me I've got to do some exercise. And, this whole app nauseam creeping in again. Has any work actually been done that shows this actually works?
Yeah. So we come from a place of researching with members of the public, multiple long-term conditions, multiple mental health factors and physical health factors. And the way that this service has been designed, the healthy habits coaching feature in particular, is to take into account the challenges that people are dealing with. And it looks at where are they right now with their behaviours and what should be a reasonable next step, without it then nudging people too extensively to feel guilty. So if someone doesn't manage to achieve a goal, the wording in the coaching is really about not feeling bad. It's just about getting back on the horse tomorrow and starting something small and achievable. Okay.
So you've thought about that to try and make this thing not just sort of an irritating poke every so often, actually.
A
bit more sophisticated than that.
Yeah, okay. Much more personalised.
Yeah, good. So apart from getting people to do more exercise and motivating them via whatever means, there's an awful lot more stuff to digital health, and I'm sort of keen to explore that a little bit so we can get lots of information, our heart rate, the speed we've run, how well we've slept, what sort of stress we're under. Now there's a massive amount of information there, so I'm just wondering, to what extent can this huge amount of information be used in a way which is a bit more meaningful, a bit more useful? I'm thinking, integrating our GP. If for instance, suddenly our blood pressure, not all these things measure blood pressure, but let's take that one, suddenly drops, does our GP get notified or somehow we're kind of pushed into doing something? Because it seems to me a lot more useful things could be done with this massive amount of information. That might be a bit of an unfair question, but I'll ask it anyway. Over to the tech entrepreneurs.
I'll take that, Mike. And I think I agree with you. There's an awful lot of data out there that's being provided to users, you know, heart rate variability, you know, all of this really quite complex data. But there's not always the support that's provided with that data to really tell the person what that means and what they should do differently.
Because if I get a very fancy looking graph or something, you know, it might look impressive, but I might be none the wiser, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is well known that they can be, you know, really motivational to some people that love that type of access to data. But for others, it is more intimidating. But we are, you know, we are looking to provide a much more holistic service as part of the new Live Better platform. We are looking at providing access to GPs, as you've mentioned. So certain members can get access to a UK GP within 60 seconds of that consultation. So it's giving them really quick, timely access to professional help and support. But it's also about providing them with access around how to reduce their alcohol intake, how to prevent smoking. And so we're trying to sort of think quite carefully, not just about the exercise and the health data, but just a step back and actually a little bit more of a holistic approach to wellness and what people can do to not only start exercising, but build sustainable habits, but also get access to health professionals if they need them as well.
Yeah, no, so that's an interesting point as well. So more data, so, you know, which is, you know, this is about data. Sometimes I think more data, it can sound very scientific, like you've mentioned, all kind of graphs and this, but more data isn't always better unless it's put to good sort of use. And I might be poking you a little bit here. And if the result of all this data is, well, you know, improve your diet, sleep a bit better, do a bit more exercise, we know that already. What extra is this doing for us?
You know what? There's a missing piece of information in a lot of technical health services that exist right now. And that's checking in with the individual about how they currently feel and encouraging that individual to not rely only on the external data that's being captured about them, but to look more inwards at how are they feeling, how are their hunger levels, how is their stress levels, what's causing them to do certain behaviours. So actually, we're encouraging people to go much more down that route rather than the kind of external data tracking within these features. And that's kind of a mindfulness-based approach, which has huge amounts of evidence behind it. And we think it's going to be really helpful.
Okay, so this is a bonus of the kind of app that you've developed.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Can you sort of, this might be hard to do, give us an example or two of how the user might interact with it to sort of, in a way that you've just said yours is slightly different?
Yeah, so there's a set of few different features from on-demand classes for lots of different levels, which are accessible. There's also online GP services, and then there's the healthy habits coaching section. So within the healthy habits coaching section, someone would interact with the chatbot, which is actually called Holly. It's a little digital bird. Holly would get to know the person, help them to set up relevant habits for them. And then when it comes to the mindfulness side of things, one of their habits might be to check in with hunger levels before a meal, for example. So it would nudge them to check in at the right time. Let's say it's lunchtime, allow them to report how they're feeling, potentially journal alongside. And then they can also track things like mood, stress, energy. So they can start to correlate how they're feeling with their habits. And that whole process promotes people to really understand themselves better. Because if you understand yourself better, you can start to manage all kinds of areas of your health much better as well.
Okay. And have you found that take up for your system has been good? Is it getting well appreciated?
Yeah, it has. We soft launched just before Christmas to residents who live in Cardiff, Baines and Swindon. And the uptake has been really, really positive so far. We've got thousands of users activating and using the service. On-demand classes are proving really popular. The Healthy Habits Coach is proving really popular. And people are starting those mindful journeys with us. We're launching nationally today, so it's quite a big day for us. So the service is going to be made available to all of our 360,000 members for free. But it's also going to be available as its own digital-only membership. But initial results are proving really popular and positive. We will continue to obviously monitor those and speak to customers throughout the process just to make sure that we're really making sure it's as good as it can be for them.
Okay. You mentioned something there, on-demand classes. Tell us a bit
That's
more
right.
about
Yep. So we've partnered with industry leaders in providing sort of fitness content, fitness classes to users that they can access from their phone, from their laptop, or they can cast onto their TV if they want to see it on a bigger screen. And these are potentially traditional classes that they might be familiar with in their local gym or wherever else they access fitness class content. But there's also specific content on there for older adults. There's content on there for kids and teens. So we're really thinking quite carefully about the user groups and making sure that there's something for everybody. So that no matter if you've got a busy family and you're a mum who wants to do a yoga class in the morning, but you've also got two children that maybe need to burn some energy before bed. There's fitness classes and content on there also suitable for them, designed to get them moving, get them feeling better, and get them more active.
Oh. So these aren't live. These are just things like essentially videos you can watch at any time.
Yes, that's right. They're available to them 24/7, whenever they want them, whether they be here or whether they're on holiday somewhere else.
Okay. One thing I just want to revisit this kind of overall health idea, because I do think I mean I feel that this whole industry can help everyone a lot if it's just sort of done correctly and integrated with essentially with the NHS. Because I know there's an extension to the NHS app which can take information from some exercise watches directly, which is, sounds pretty cool and certainly a step in the right direction. Or is that just a gimmick? I mean, do you think this kind of stuff will really take off and get plugged into the NHS and really work very well? And is this years off or is this like next week? I can see both heads nodding here. I'm interested to hear what you think.
Yeah, there's a huge shift in energy at the moment in the NHS to look more towards proactive prevention and proactive self-management as well. And so absolutely these areas are starting to come closer and closer together. And with Better being in place across the country as a leisure provider, they also work very closely with local authorities. So it means that there's already some close kind of overlaps and ties, but it will absolutely develop further in terms of the actual data all talking to each other. I think we all know that the NHS systems need to do some more work there to tie all the different data streams, but it's absolutely something that's on our mind, and we talk to NHS England stakeholders about that regularly.
Okay, interesting. All right, so I might have to be inviting you back on in a little while to see how that's going, because I think that whole thing is very interesting. But for now, if people are listening to this and thinking, all right, I am suffering a little bit from app nauseam, perhaps I need something that will pull it all together and might take a little bit more notice of what I want. If people want to have a look at what you're offering, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so all the information is available on our website, better.org.uk. If listeners search for Live Better on that website, they'll be able to get access to all of the information that they need, or they can download the Better UK app, which is available on all app stores. If they are existing Better members already, today they'll be provided access to the Live Better platform and they'll be able to start exploring those features too. But yeah, we'd encourage them to look at the website.
And does this cost them any money?
So if they're an existing member, it's included within their membership price. But if you want the digital-only membership, we're making that available to customers for as little as £9.50 per month. So it's a really affordable, cheap membership for them in order to get access to all of those features that we've spoken about today.
Good. All right. Well, good luck with it. And thank you very much indeed for taking the time to chat.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
My next guest is Badbury Orin, and about 20 years ago, he bought a business making a dietary supplement. I started by asking him, why did you buy this business, and what is the supplement?
To start from the very beginning, I had my personal challenges with my health. I was going to go through an operation to remove, replace the vessels, blood vessels on my knees. But then I met these people who I was told that it will help me to do it naturally, to cleanse it naturally. And when I tried it, it worked. And I took the product over. What happened was, initially this product was developed for the Chernobyl victims to remove the radiation poisoning.
Okay, so this just keep, because not everyone is going to be as old as us, Badbury. Some people might need to be told about Chernobyl and what it was and what people needed help from.
Well, Chernobyl, there was in the April 26, 1986, there was an explosion of the Chernobyl nuclear station in Ukraine, in Soviet Union. Which killed a lot of people, damaged a lot of people, and some of them are still paying the price, those that are still alive. It's entire Europe, and then it went all over the planet, because the planet is rotating. So whatever you have in Ukraine, the next day or two, you have everywhere, right? So when it happened, they would not even let people know for 30 days to evacuate them. For 30 days, and many people died. And then when, after the pressure from the West, then President of Soviet Union, Mr. Gorbachev, comes to people, and to his people, his scientists, his top officials, and says, do something, and bangs on the table. And let me tell you something, Mike, when they bang on the table, do something, you do it. Then they came up with this product.
So they were looking for something to help people with radiation sickness, were they?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And then 1998, 1999, they tested on immune system. And the way they did, during the chemotherapy or radiotherapy.
Hang on. We're getting ahead of ourselves here. So when they first developed this thing, this was something to help people that had radiation poisoning, radiation sickness. So did they use that after the Chernobyl to help people with that?
Oh, absolutely. Very successfully, by the way. Very successfully. They saved thousands and thousands of lives.
Okay. So at this point, it's probably a good time to ask, what was it that they developed? So they developed a pill. What's in the pill, and how did it help with people with radiation sickness?
It is not. It was not a pill. It was a liquid.
Oh, okay.
Liquid when you drink it like three times a day, and then it will remove the radiation. Now, here's the thing. This product has very high ORAC value, O-R-A-C, which is abbreviation for oxidative radical absorption capacity. It absorbs all these elements of this radiation and toxic metals and all that, and takes it out with urine, feces, and sweat. That's how it works. That's the mechanism.
Okay.
Now, when it happened, then they tested on.
But what is actually in the liquid? What is it that is doing something to help these people that had radiation poisoning?
Well, it goes after the radiation inside the body by ORAC mechanism, or oxidative radical absorption capacity. It absorbs all these radicals that caused by radiation and takes it out.
But what is it that is doing that? What is in the liquid that you supposedly drink that's helping you if you have radiation poisoning?
Well, initially it was pine parts and green tea. That's they have the elements that helps the poisoning getting out. That's the mechanism.
So you said it's green tea, did you?
Yes. Pine parts, pine bark, pine needles.
Pine bark extract.
Yes, and then pine needle extract, pine cone extract, and the green tea.
Green tea.
Yes.
Okay. Now
they have to be, it's not only elements, it's going to be in a right proportion. That's what takes the time. Just to give an example.
Hang on, I'm just going to interrupt you again, because I did a little bit of Googling before we spoke, and grape seed extract came up a lot.
I'm sorry, my mistake. That's grape seed. Green seed we added later on, but it's grape seed. Grape seed.
So the Russians, after Chernobyl, they came up with a liquid that contained grape seed extract and pine bark extract.
Pine bark, pine needles, and pine cone, and then grape seeds. Okay, and then all of them together, they made that liquid which removed all the radiation out of human body.
Okay, so presumably when they did this, they tested it and hopefully published some results somewhere. Do those exist that people can have a look at?
Well, they exist, but they're very old. I don't even have them. However, what we did is when we brought it here, we modified the product. Instead of liquid, we made powder. We took sugar out of it. It had a lot of sugar in it. We made some little changes in the formulation itself, and we made powder out of it, and now it's sold in the form of capsules.
Okay. But the question still remains, to help people with radiation poisoning or radiation sickness, where's the kind of the test data? How do we know it works?
Well, we have tons of data when we tested on animals and on humans. On humans, we tested before and after, as well as we tested on before and during, as how much is extracting all these heavy metals out of body.
Okay, so we've gone on to something different now. We've gone on to helping with radiation poisoning onto something else. You just mentioned heavy metals.
Yeah, exactly, but what happened is once we took this product over, we also tested on heavy metals.
Okay.
And that showed that it removed every single toxic metal and normalized the amount of metals should be inside the body.
Okay, so you did some proper trials with, presumably started with animals and then moved on to people. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. And we're still doing it from many different directions. You see, let me just show you. You see, this is called Masni, which is called, how do you say it in English? It's called Biomedical Series right here.
Yeah, I can't. Just for the listeners, Babri's holding something up to the camera, but unfortunately it's out of focus, so I can't see it. But never mind.
Well, this is one of the journals in 2021, publishing as how it worked on the animals. And then we did the...
Where's this research been done, Babri?
That was done in 2020.
Yeah, where? Which university or which?
That was done in the Beritashvili Institute, scientific institute in Georgia, Republic of Georgia.
Okay,
but all the tests that what we did on people, they all were done in the United States.
Okay,
before and after, and during, before taking product, and during, before, after, on the third day.
Right. And, excellent. So you've tested these on people for removing heavy metals, and so have you? You've presumably published the results for that, yeah?
Absolutely, we published results on that, and we four consecutive years we have these publications. First time it was tested for heavy metals, then we tested for infection, inflammation when the COVID was here. Then we tested on emotional stuff. Then we tested on autism. And we are now testing on autism on the elder people and Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and a couple of other things. As we speak, we are testing them very aggressively.
So people can read all these peer-reviewed published papers anywhere, can they?
Absolutely. We just published in Abu Dhabi. And we will be publishing in Barcelona. And we also, for people of EU, European Union, if they are close to Spain, they can attend. We will be presenting the results of the scientific results in Barcelona on neurological convention.
Great. So links to all these papers are on your website, are they?
I think they are. I don't never go to the website myself, but if I can put them today, it doesn't matter.
I think that would be good. All right. So you've got something that started off helping people with radiation sickness, then moved on to removing heavy metals. So Babri, can you just outline the mechanism that these grapeseed extracts and pine bark extracts kind of help with the removing of heavy metals, and which part of the body do they remove them from, and all this kind of stuff?
It does not go from specific parts of the body. It goes on a holistic basis. It takes from whole body, because you see, when you have all these heavy metals, with the bloodstream, it goes all over around the whole body. And then and in our head, in our brains, which is the biggest part of the body. But when this stream goes all around it, then it affects on psychological, on neurological, and you name it. They're bad news when you have excessive quantities, because you see, we have to have all of these metals in our body, whatever soil has, but they have to be imbalanced. If you have more than reference range, then you're in trouble. Also, when you have essentials such as magnesium, iron, copper, when you have less than you should have, which are essentials, then you're also the same trouble. Mm-hmm. What is take out all the excessive toxins and replenish all the essentials, whatever is in trouble.
Yeah, so Babri, what I think might be of interest, if you can just simply, if it is possible to do simply, just tell me what the mechanism of the supplement that you've created or you're selling to remove these heavy metals. Because just saying there's an imbalance and we need to fix it, that's fine. But tell me, how does it actually do it? What's the mechanism, just simply?
The mechanism is ORAC, ORAC, which is oxidative radical absorption capacity. Think of it like this. When you wash your hands, sometimes you cannot clean your hands totally with cold water. But if you use soap, that soap absorbs all that what you want to remove from your hands, and your hands are clean. If you will. Did I express myself correct?
Try again. You say ORAC. What's
Yes. Oxidative radical absorption capacity.
All right.
Absorbs all the oxidative radicals.
From where? From your blood, from your muscles, from your nose?
From your body, mostly from the bloodstreams. It absorbs all the oxidative radical oxidative radicals, and then once it's clean, then body is balanced and you can longer and better. That's all.
It takes whatever this stuff is, it takes up the heavy metals. Then how does it get out of your body?
I'm sorry, come again?
What's the final part of the process? How does the stuff get out of your body? Is it in your urine and your feces?
It comes with the urine, with your feces, with your sweat. Now, we did studies here before and during. In other words, how much was coming out metals before you take the product? And on the third day, when it kicks in, once you take the product, and we did a lot of people who took it, not one single failure. All of them showed very high degree of increasing how much is coming out, like 30%, 25%, 40%, 50% higher than what was coming before you're taking the product. That's only 3 days. Now, once you take all of them out, then some of them come out much, much higher level than the others.
So I don't really quite understand what you were measuring in these people. What were you looking at? Their urine or their sweat?
But we did tests on both urine and feces before and then on the third day. And by the way, those urine and feces, they were taken same time. 24 okay. collection of urine and feces, and then see how much is coming out before you take the product, and then same 24 hours collection of urine and feces on the third day once you're taking, and compare how much is coming out then. And when you compare, you see how much greater are all the metals. Not one single failure, Mike. Not one.
And so how many people were in the test?
Maybe a dozen.
A dozen?
Yes.
As in 12 people?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if you're... This is slightly different because you've told me it's not a drug. You're not claiming this is a drug. This is just a supplement. But when you do testing for drugs in the different phases, part of the process is you have to be very careful to probably have a double-blind study. So did this involve people knowing what they were taking? Did some people have a dummy pill and all that kind of thing? Was it a blind study or a double blind study?
Well, that was done when they tested for the immune system. But after that, we don't need to, because anybody takes, you will compare before and after, or before and during, and you will know what it is. We have done this test with many different ways, with hair test, with blood test, with urine and feces test. And all of them are very consistent with one with another.
Okay, all right. So you're hoping that people will take this information, which has been published in peer. You're saying it's been published in peer-reviewed journals on 12 people, and then go ahead and take it to clear themselves of heavy metals. Is that right?
No, this particular we have not published. We have just all the documents. We have all the, and it can be verified with the lab we have done. And we work basically with two major labs when we test on humans. And one of them is the biggest in the world. The other one is biggest in the United States.
Very good.
And we test with them only, with the third party. We don't do in our labs.
Right. So you've got helping with radiation sickness, heavy metals. Is there anything else?
The free radicals. free radicals and also balancing the oxidative stress index. Now, oxidative stress index is formula goes taking oxidative stress levels inside the body divided by with our natural antioxidants within our body. And when is that high, when that is high, then that's the single most most damaging factor in the body. That's what makes the early aging, early death, and on, okay, early damage in the younger age. So if you balance it out, for you to balance it out, you should either cut the oxidative stress level or increase the natural antioxidant, and that level, that index decreases, and then you have a balanced body. And our product does both. It decreases the oxidative stress level and increases the essentials, which are natural antioxidants within the body.
Okay. So three things that will do for us then. So the radiation, heavy metals, and balancing antioxidants.
Yes, free radicals, yes.
And free radicals, and that helps. Okay, very good. So can you, again, as far as the mechanisms, is the mechanism for all three things pretty much the same as far as you're concerned?
Basically, yes. Pretty much the same.
Okay. Are there any, so if you're taking these pills, these supplements, are there any side effects people need to think about?
Well, not one single negative side effect. What we have experienced is that when somebody takes it when it kicks in, maybe within first day, second day, person will experience some dizziness. And if and when it happens, it's a good sign. Nothing to panic about. It. Just the opposite. That means it started working, functioning.
Okay. And can you say if you're taking medication for other things, can you take these supplements with medication for other things?
Okay. These products do not affect one way or another with any other medications or supplements or vitamins. None, zero. As long as number one, you take before meal, like half an hour before meal on an empty stomach, and do not mix with anything else for half an hour. And the reason is, if you have two different products with similar, to some extent, similar functionalities, one might cancel the other one, and that creates this balance. You don't want to do that.
Okay. All right. Very good. So the final thing then, which I'll ask you. So we mentioned this before, but I didn't quite get. If people want to look at your website and see the results of these tests, what's published in peer-reviewed journals, this kind of thing, there are links to that on your website, are there?
There should be, yes. I hope it is. I never go to my website.
Okay.
But it should be there, yes.
All right. And what is your website if people are interested and want to look at this a little bit further?
folliumpx.com.
Excellent. All right, Barbary, look, thank you very much indeed for taking some time to talk. It's much appreciated.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much to my guests on this week's show. They were Tom Popsis and Grace Gimpson from the Live Better platform and Barbary Oren from Folium PX. Thank you to you for listening and have a healthy week. Until next week.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job. She was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy. But every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thanks for listening to the Relax Back UK show. Join me, Mike Dilk, again next week for more fascinating interviews and chat. If you're listening to the podcast version, please subscribe, like, and share it with your family and friends. And have a healthy week. Until next week.